Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Morn Hookup on ESPN Lincoln.
Nebraska. Happy Tuesday. Happy Valentine's Day. Welcome in the Morning Hookup. Bill Hux, Will Wilson. This is good stuff, Will.
You like this song?
Yeah, it's good stuff. Happy Valentine's Day. Oh, you lovers out there.
What if I told you we play this song on our show every single day?
I know you do.
Every day.
Every day you do. I know. Call it the outro. It tells me when it's time to shut up and go to the next deal.
That's right.
End of the hour.
What's going on? Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I know it's your favorite day of the year.
It is one of my least. But you know what? It's a new found thing because you have kids and you do stuff for the kids. My wife's the best at it, by the way. I'm not very good at the holiday stuff. She is. So she got him these like oversized stuffed bears.
What?
And candy. Heart candy chocolates.
Oversized stuffed bears?
Yeah, dude. And they all loved them. I got a couple under the weather kids at home right now. So.
Oh, you do?
They're probably snuggled up with them.
Okay.
Yep, two of them. Soph not feeling well, she's at home. Ty not feeling well, he's at home. Tanner's at school.
Oof.
He's happy, happy, happy. Took his Valentine's Day shoebox with him. So he can exchange all the great Valentines at school today.
Okay.
They have a little Valentine party, like at 2:30.
I remember the day. All that, yeah.
You just go to Target or wherever, Dollar Tree, whatever you used to go to and get the little cards.
And the candies.
Smarties or whatever.
That was great. That was like Halloween. You get all this candy.
Yeah.
And so, Valentine candy is almost better than Halloween candy.
I think it's I would agree with you. Sweet. So they'll exchange all the stuff today. He'll come home. He'll read all the cards. So it'll be fun.
Yeah, that's cool.
If my day goes well. You know, I've always told this. My Stacey and I don't celebrate. It's kind of humorous. I hope people enjoy their Valentine's Day for what it is. Okay? Because some people like that's it's a day for them. Whether it be wanting flowers or cards or dinner plans, all that. Live it up. We just don't do it. So what we will do today, hopefully, if everything goes well and the day goes well.
The bed will be made around 9 o'clock.
You guys
head up.
No, I'm thinking about a 2 to 2:30 happy hour with my wife.
Oh, that. Okay. Well,
yeah.
That sounds good, too.
That's how we'll celebrate.
Yeah.
Oh, and we also have my wife over at, when you go to Costco or wherever, tonight, every themed holiday, St. Patty's Day, Valentine's Day, they have raviolis shaped in the shape of hearts.
Oh.
And four-leaf clovers. So tonight...
Four-leaf
clovers? You know, like shamrocks.
For St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, they have those at places.
Okay.
So every time we're in there, we see them, we buy them up. So tonight, the kids will get heart-shaped ravioli for dinner.
Good for them.
That's their dinner.
Good for them.
So it's a little themed. My wife is good. She's got all the stuff laid out and stuff.
Very good.
Every holiday.
Well, enjoy it.
What are you going to do?
What do you think I'm going to do, Hooks?
I don't know.
I'm 24 and I'm single. I am going to be doing my own thing.
All right, and that's what you should do it. Go out, get a soda or something, stay home, watch movies.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see where the day takes me.
Fortnite, Madden, whatever.
I don't do that.
No? No Madden or anything like that? I don't either, so I just threw it out there.
FIFA. If I play anything, it's FIFA.
FIFA.
Yeah.
Okay. We got a lot to get to today. We're going to talk Husker hoops. There's a hoops game tonight. We'll talk about that. They're going to Rutgers to play at the Rack.
I'll watch that tonight. That's
Yeah, there you go. That's what we're going to do. We're going to look back. I want you guys as well. If you want to look back with us, look back at the NFL. Favorite memories. Favorite moments. Could be from your favorite team. Could be just moments that you're like, wow. You know, just look back. NFL season's over. We don't have any football till like August, September. Obviously, the spring game. But we're going to look back. Have a little fun looking back. The season that was. West trading at 10, then Husker with Husker Online's Brian Munson will join us at 10:20. Then we'll do another daily parlay. Justin tweets in. Is Journey playing on your show today for Valentine's Day?
Journey?
I know your information has been submitted, Justin, I promise. I think.
It has. Yeah, I did submit it. You should get an email one of these days.
You should. One of these
days. Keep an eye on that email. We didn't forget about you, Justin. No. We can't forget about Triz because he won.
We got to get Triz. We got something.
He won
Triz.
Something.
We'll get him a pack of something. We'll get Triz. We're taking care of him. His name's on the list. Also, by the way, hey, exciting stuff going on here. Maybe for some of you, like exciting. You want to call it the end of an era?
We mentioned we had some news coming.
Yes. So here's the news. Here's what's happening. Some of you are like, oh, man. So today will be the last day the morning hookup or any ESPN stuff, but we care about us, will be aired on ESPN. ESPN is changing. Will no longer be ESPN anymore.
That's okay? Right.
You heard that right.
ESPN Lincoln is going bye-bye.
Going bye-bye. This will be become a station of, like it goes, it'll flip to 103.3?
Yes.
So 103.3 currently right now, FM, is KFOR. Okay? That's going to flip and become your ESPN, old ESPN.
Right.
Don't know what it's called, but it's a music station now.
It's going to be a new station. And 101.5 will now be KFOR's FM channel.
So we will be flipping tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock, not at 9.
Yes, that's the other thing about this. We are moving to a one-hour show. It sucks. It's not something that we're happy with. It's not something I'm happy with, Hooks.
No,
I'm not going to speak
to
you.
Neither one of us are happy with it, but we're going to make the best of this. It's going to be an explosive 10 to 11. We've got some other ideas we will probably introduce later on that we're working on to do an extended coverage from us.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're talking about something.
Something. So be ready for that. Something's in the works. So you'll get to get, hopefully, no, we will make sure that we give you 2 hours at some sort.
Yes.
How about that? It's just tomorrow, you'll be able to tune in to the morning hookup from 10 to 11 on 101.5 and 1240 AM.
KFOR.
KFOR.
So that's actually happening with everything here. We're going to be moving to KFOR, and so is Schmitty and Elijah in the afternoon.
Yes.
They're moving to KFOR as well.
So you'll catch all the local content from us, from Chris Schmidt and Elijah on KFOR. 101.5, 1240 AM. Okay? So for everybody that's listening now on 101.5, don't change your dial. You'll better use that tomorrow.
It'll be the same. Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
And I'm pretty sure nobody's listening to AM anyway.
You'd be surprised.
For us. I mean, I don't know. For us.
I've met actually a good amount of people that still listen to AM.
Okay, so if you're an FM listener, don't change the dial. It'll be 101.5 tomorrow, 10 o'clock. And if you're an AM listener, it'll be 1240 AM.
That's right.
I don't know the phone number yet. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay?
We will be. It's new to us, too. So, again, you know, Hooks, you and I mentioned it. I'm sad that we're not going to have a two-hour show. To me, I'm always transparent. I don't care who says what around here, but it just doesn't make sense why they're going to extend a show to 3 hours and then make us go down to one.
I know.
It's a crappy feeling. I hate it, but that's how it's going to. Yeah. At least we still have a show, which is great.
Yep, and we're going to make it explosive.
Yes.
We will still have a lot of your normal guests, by the way. I've already talked to them. Okay, already talked to them. Tomorrow, Robin Washington, 10 o'clock. Thursday, Henry T, 10 o'clock.
Nothing's changing.
It's just that we're going to make that an explosive hour.
It's just quicker.
And we appreciate ones taking the time. Over the years, by the way, you know, I've been doing ESPN with you. I've been 6 years
okay.
on ESPN. I know a lot of people in this building are very nostalgic about KLMS.
Oh, it's been around forever.
Mozi, we've talked about it. I mean, Nick Gregeth, he spent 10 years with you guys on ESPN. Will Wilson and I have spent 4 or 5 years together right here.
I think you're at 5. I'm approaching 4.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff. Well, we'll probably do. We'll probably have some times where we'll look back of our favorite moments.
From ESPN. I mean,
we have a ton of stupid things I've said that we can just, like, that'll take up our last 2 hours.
Not even that. Maybe it's just Dedrick Mills coming in the hole and just pounding people.
Like, all right, we're going to take a quick break. After the break, thanks for listening to Greg and Hooks.
And just pounding people.
Yeah. So yeah. We appreciate you guys. And again, we'll keep talking about it. We'll keep you updated on our adventures as we look for ways. And I think we have a couple of ways to actually have 2 hours. But tomorrow, like we said, tomorrow at 10 o'clock, you'll get us from 10 to 11. The morning hookup still exists. Mm-hmm. It also exists, Will Wilson and myself. 10 to 11.
We move on.
That's right.
New era.
By the way, that's why I asked everybody yesterday, I need a new Twitter handle. Help me out.
Yeah,
at ESPN Hooksy is going to get retired tonight.
Oh, boy.
It has to.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense for you to keep it.
No.
I still think...
I'd rather not it be at KO4 Hooksy, by the way.
I think it should be at Captain Hooks.
At Captain Hooks. Tweet me some ideas. I got at Captain Hooks. Something. I like that one. Wills will not change. At Willie on the radio.
Yeah, that
just, he's on the radio. Duh.
That will stay the same.
Mine has to change.
Yeah. Let us know if you have any questions.
Yeah, feel
it's
free
a big
to call
deal.
Us.
It's a big deal.
For the last time today, if you have calls and questions, at 402-466-3776, 402-466-ESPN. It's the last day.
Final day of ESPN.
That you can call that.
Wow. I'll have to play some sentimental music at the end of the day.
Yeah. No, we'll keep it upbeat. We roll through it.
You're right.
We roll through it. What we can do tonight, by the way, is sit back on a nice Valentine's night. 8 o'clock, Big Ten Network, Nebraska, Rutgers, the Rack. Can Nebraska overcome a big-time victory at home, busting another bubble in the Badgers? And go to the Rack and get one at Rutgers. It's a 13.5 point spread.
Ooh. Yikes.
That's one of the toughest places to go play.
It is. I said it yesterday. I think it's one of the hardest to play in the Big Ten. And it wasn't always like that. But I can't remember their head coach's name. But
don't know, but he's doing a hell of a job there.
He's been doing a hell of a job. Let me find this out real quick. I can never remember his name. But you're right. He has gotten there, and he is Steve Piquiel. Is that Piquiel?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he's doing a hell of a job. Ever since he got there, they have turned into a really good basketball program. And that place, it's so tough to play. I mean, we've gotten screwed so many times there. So yeah. I imagine it's going to be something like that tonight.
Yeah, and here's the tell of the tape. When you're looking at this. Sorry, I was getting messages. I apologize. It's like lighting up now that we said that. Tell the tape. And I apologize. Game's at 7 tonight.
You said 8?
Yeah. I was looking at one article over here from our friends that says 8. He's wrong. I'll have to let him know. My phone says 7. And Mr. Wiebert, I appreciate you. Thanks for letting me know. Tell the tape. Like, Rutgers is not a offensive juggernaut. Okay, neither are we. Okay, when you look at the tell of the tape, Rutgers comes in averaging 70 points a game, Nebraska 66. But it's on the defensive end is where Rutgers gets. It's going to be 40 minutes of nonstop pressure. It's going to be loud. Can Nebraska stay within themselves and battle through that? This isn't an offensive juggernaut you're going against in a Rutgers team. They only average 70.
I mean, I know what you're saying, but
they shoot 43%. We shoot 45%. We make 6.5 threes a game. They make 6.
Rutgers, we
shoot the same from 3, 31%. Well, they are 10 points better than us at the free throw line. Well, there's a lot of people that are like that.
To me, it seems like Rutgers is one of those teams where at home, they have confidence against teams that they know they can beat. Like, extra confidence against. So, like, I feel like when they play a team like us, bottom conference, Rutgers is up at the top. They're like top four right now in the conference, aren't they? They're They're high up there. I just think it's a team that, you know, knows who they should beat, and they beat teams really good who they know who they should beat.
They're essentially tied for fifth, let's say. There's three teams at 8-5. Maryland, Iowa, Rutgers, whatever. They're tied for fifth.
Okay.
But they're an elite defensive team. That's where it's at. When you look at all the defensive numbers in the league, they're really good. I mean, like, their defense, like, their rating, like, their overall defensive rating puts them in the top 10 in the country.
Ooh. But, hey, we'd like to hang our hat on defense, too. So, hey, so what you're saying is tonight, bet the under.
Yeah, their defensive rating puts them third in the country defensively.
So you're saying we should bet the under?
I don't know. What is it?
It is currently 132.
And again, you also, that's a low number.
It is, also, but that's where it's always been for us.
You're going to need, like every night, this isn't anything new, every night you're going to need your big three. And I'm calling them the big three right now. Tominaga, Walker, Griesel. You need K-State to stay hot. You need Walker to not get in foul trouble, not turn the ball over. He's got to turn the ball over less. He's had some of those fumbles lately, but he's played really well, not taken away from
him. Yeah.
And Griesel to command the offense.
Well, going back to the Wisconsin game, you know, early in that game, they were doing a good job of shutting down Kasey. Teams are learning how to cover him.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, really, if you can lock him down, you have a good shot at beating us. So far, in the past four games, a team hasn't been able to do that. But we're seeing teams get closer and closer as we move on. I have a feeling Rutgers is going to be, you know, clamping down on him tonight, which means a player like Wiltshire comes. We say it all the time, and
I'm just tired of saying it.
I know it's a broken record, but teams are going to be clobbered to Tominaga, and he is going to be open.
They need to find a way to be ready. Find a way to be ready, but because Kasey is, man, if you look at those numbers, he has been blistering on fire the last three.
He's the hottest player in the Big Ten right now.
25 points, 60% shooting over the last three outings, 50% from the field overall.
Jeez.
Come on.
You're right. You got to keep using him.
And what does Nebraska have left, man? This is what? This is a lot of games. And, like, I think I read, like, fourth game in 10 days, including two trips to East Coast. What's left in the tank, man?
The rack.
You know, and they, again, you got to get over that win you just got, the emotional comeback at Wisconsin. You know, got to get over that. If you look at their schedule, I was just kind of peeking at this a little bit about I don't know, you want to call it the Big Ten grind. We had, like, no favors in this schedule a lot. When you look at, it always seems that we are home, road. Like, it's just jockeying us back and forth.
Yeah.
A lot of road trips.
Yeah, I still don't think we're giving Rutgers enough credit. I mean, they're good.
They're like 13-2 at home.
Yeah, and they're a sixth seed in the tournament. Sixth seed. They're a good team. It's going to
take a big-time effort tonight.
It's going to be tough. There's a reason that spread is at 14 now.
It's going to take a big-time effort tonight.
It will.
You think they pop up in our daily parlay somewhere? Don't know.
It's not going to be for me. If anything, it's going to be from you betting with your heart.
Don't know. Hey, my heart. Justin, at ESPN Hooksy, takes a break after the break. at ESPN at Hooksy, plus Crown Royal.
Are you allowed, if it's a mixed drink and it's in a container, to take it to a YMCA volleyball game?
No.
No. Yes.
Yes and no. Take gum.
Or drink vodka.
Yeah. Hooks.
7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, 7 o'clock
Big
tonight.
Big Ten Network.
It's too bad we are done with football.
I know. But you know what, though?
What?
It's always good. You get a break from it, step back, you get into, you're approaching, for us locally, right? You're starting to, like, we have Moats on every Friday. You're approaching the attention towards high school athletics right now, going up to the state tournament. Also, as college basketball fans, That season's coming. March Madness is coming. Right? I mean, there's a lot of good stuff. Pitchers and catchers, right? Major League Baseball. Try to get that feeling. Huskers play in 3 days.
And, well, actually, you know what? Here we are talking about having no football, but I'm pretty sure the XFL is back this weekend.
XFL, sure.
Which I know you're not very...
No, I don't get up with the...
I think it's mainly a gambling thing. I think the only people who pays attention to the XFL is people gambling on it.
Gambling on the XFL.
Oh, it happens more than you think.
That is amazing. I'm trying to look and see if it's even... It's sad when you look up and you go into, like, look at odds of things on certain sites, you know, and you don't see NFL or college football. You don't see anything.
Right.
XFL main. There is a page, and here's a page. XFL.
Uh-huh. It starts this weekend.
I know. That's incredible. That's incredible. I don't even know what league. It feels like there's so many one-off leagues right now. Well,
the U.S. in the USFL, I think, is coming back.
Who runs that league? Is that the one the Rock's involved in, the XFL?
Yeah, Rock is with the XFL.
Okay. The Battlehawks, the Sea Dragons, the Vipers.
The Showboats, are they back?
Nope. Battlehawks, Sea Dragons, Renegades, Vipers, Defenders, Guardians, Roughnecks, Black Adams, the Gridiron Gang.
Guess who owns USFL?
Who?
It's Fox Sports. They own it. I didn't know that.
Got nothing else to do.
Let's go to the phones.
Good morning. You're on the Morning Hookup.
Hey, Will.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Bill. I want to apologize. Oh. Sometimes I have.
Uh-oh. Hold on, yeah, Dave.
I talk over you guys.
Hey,
gosh, Dave. Oh, okay. You're fine. No,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
No, you don't need your apologies.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it's a shame Tominaga's from Japan because you can't get any NIL things.
Mm-hmm.
That's a darn shame, man. You know, if he was a NIL, would be on fire right now, you know.
He would be. He would be, man. The way he's played and the energy in which he plays with, absolutely he would be.
Yeah. Well, doesn't schedule teams very good, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they only care about football. But he does have a point. You know, after basketball, the Big Ten Network, they don't care about anything. That's why the baseball coverage is so lousy. You know, they don't have cameras in the stadiums. They got somebody's iPad,
mm-hmm.
you know, showing the game from the stands, you know. But you guys were talking about the grass yesterday.
Yeah, the turf, yep.
I know you guys do lawn and gardening. There was no way that grass was going to be ready in 6 weeks.
No.
The last Arizona game was December 25th. So they took off the turf, and it's like a platform that rolls in and out of the stadium because the Raiders have one.
Yep.
Now think about the weather right now. If you can't grow grass when the daytime temperature is 50 degrees, it doesn't have a chance to get any roots, and in the desert at night, you'd be surprised. It gets cold and it gets chilly, and you get some moisture in the morning. So if they had that platform outside at night, it would build up with moisture, so there was no way it was going to get dry. That's why the grass was so slick, you know. It's mm-hmm. just, if you go to like a nursery center and you buy some sod and put it on the ground, you got to water it every day, and it's got to get sunlight so the roots can get in. But anyway, that's what I was going to add on that.
Dave, I think they must have hired Churchill Downs to do the turf, huh?
Well, you know, I never understood why the Super Bowl, they think they have to put a whole new grass in just for TV. You know, years ago, before I think he passed away, George Toma of the Chiefs.
I think he's still alive. Or is he?
He used to be in charge of that, and he did a great job, but, you know, it's just, it doesn't make sense.
Mm.
Hey, that's a big game. That's probably one of Fred's biggest road games he's ever coached this year.
Yep.
Or ever.
Hey, the under's the play, right? We lost him again. Dave, all right.
Dave, sorry to hear from you, man. Good to hear from you, brother. Keep calling us even when we switch stations.
You know, he always has that spotty connection out in the desert.
We love when Dave calls in. And Dave, you're listening. You don't need to apologize. You don't talk over us. We did. You know, we like to have fun, lively debates. They're fun.
When you call in, it's your
time.
It's your show.
It's your time. Yeah, at that point, we take the back seat.
Yeah.
until you say something bad about us, and then we hang up on you. I'm just kidding.
That's right.
Just kidding. So, all right, let's take a break, man. Again, 7 o'clock tonight, Nebraska traveling to Piscataway, New Jersey, to take on the Scarlet Knights. Let's get a road dub. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
That would be really nice.
I really
this
like
is, this. Is, it's a big game also for us because, like I said, I don't want us to play on that first day in the Big Ten tournament. We are right there with Penn State and Wisconsin, so if we could jump them. That'd be big.
By the way, I also really like 13.5 points, but that's beside the point. We'll take a break. We're going to come back. Speaking of football, we're going to look back on our favorite memories of the 2022 NFL season.